Obviously, once the clan uses the bone in battle and it defeats the enemy, there is a strong case to use the bone again in future. The bone no longer involves as many unknown unknowns once its value is proven, so you might use this fact to overcome any objections against using it. My point is that when that caveman first had the creative insight that the bone could serve as another kind of powerful fist, nobody had ever used a bone in battle before. The caveman couldn't guarantee success. The caveman couldn't say, "Listen, the other clan is using bones, so we should too." So at this point, the psychology around how the caveman had to convince himself and others to use the bone was qualitatively different than the psychology around how to convince others to use the bone once it became a proven commodity. This decision to embrace a creative idea is what I call creative change. The process of creative change involves embracing a useful redefinition. It means that for any person to undergo a creative change, he must move away from one way of defining something. For example, a fist can be a weapon, but a bone cannot. To embrace a completely new and different way of defining this same thing. For example, a bone is another kind of fist. Creative change is a part of the innovation process that is interwoven throughout the idea generation and implementation stages. Creative change in organizations happens at many different levels. Creative change happens, for example, when you decide to use a creative idea, regardless of whether the idea is yours or someone else's. Creative change happens when venture capitalists greenlight an innovative firm, or when organizational decision makers fund a new proposal. Creative change happens when critics laud the merits of the idea and when consumers buy it. Creative change happens for others when you convince them to embrace a creative idea. For the caveman in 2001, the creative change started when he decided to use the bone as a weapon in battle. Creative change continued when he convinced other cavemen, including the clan leader, to use it too. Most people believe that the process of deciding to use a creative idea is simple. You want a creative idea, so you choose one. You might agree and insist that creative change is a no-brainer.